Yeah, I think by the spring, because we'll have, we're working with Lessig now to get the Conlaw course started. So hopefully his course should be 100% on this system. We need to hire a designer, and work on our interface.
A UI designer.
But yeah, hopefully we should have something that's in pretty good working order by next spring.
I can talk about like the major to-dos. So UI improvements are there. One of the concepts too is influence and calculating influence. So if something is forked very frequently, that could mean either it's terrible and needs to be improved, or it's really influential. So there's a lot of questions around that. Relationships. So I want to have the relationships work the other way. So if you're in a case, you can just add it to a playlist and have it. So now you can go from a playlist to a case, but not from a case to a playlist. So have all those relationships and the UI, performance enhancements, also social tools. So a better system for making groups and maybe restricting some content to those groups with a whole bunch of caveats applied. Richer tests, documentation for the API so that if people do want to work with this and you know, publish items to it, they need to know how the API works. Release the code and printing improvements.
Just a few things then, and we'll be ready to go.
We might have time for about one more question.
So, where, so far at least, where are you getting the full text for the cases, and are there problems with cases from particular jurisdictions, particular time periods, or whatever, and there's not electronic versions available?
Would you like to?
Sure. So we got the bulk of the tort cases from Fastcase. We worked out a deal with them. However, with tort cases, as you know, much of it is state law. And so some of those were not as available as, say, con law cases would be, because they're mostly from the Supreme Court and the Commonwealth Federal. So we had to do some other tricky things, like Westlaw. I mean, did we end up using Westlaw? Lexis or Westlaw downloads, and then stripping the editorial features out of those cases. So for a prime example, if you play with this, you'll see that there's no Paul's graph here, of course, because it wasn't in Fastcase, which seems odd. But so we had to pull it from another source. So there is that.
It's a problem.
Yep. But it'll only get easier.
Hopefully the whole law.gov and Carl Malamud will free up more and more, and one way or another, get that stuff.
Right. And once it's up, then, I mean, that's the beauty of using this for law, is everyone sees in the same cases, mostly. So once you get that body of literature up there, it's accessible and usable by everybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.